KJAN Sports.
Time now for a check of sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Well, the girls' soccer season came to a close on Saturday with the three state championship games. In Class 1A, it was Davenport Assumption downing Iowa City Regina 1-0 in the final. 3A saw Ankeny Centennial beat Iowa City West in a 2-1 final. And in Class 2A, Lewis Central captured the state title as the Titans defeat Pella 5-0 on Saturday. The Hawkeye 10 also announced its girls' all-conference soccer selections this weekend, and as you would expect, the first team is loaded with Lewis Central players. The state champions put five on the first team, including Allie Dimiturko, Kelsey McSorley, Kaylee Putnam, Anna Billick, and Susie McDonald, all first-team selections for St. Albert. For Atlantic, Haley Carlson was a first-team selection. The senior goalkeeper was a first-team pick, the only girl from Atlantic on the first team. Also on the first team was Jeanette Blasey of Creston, Alex Moore of Denison, Riley Spann and Taylor Schultz of Glenwood, Haley Arkfeld of Harlan, Kemper Catholic's Abby Derner a first team pick, along with Mary Casson, Caitlin Pierce, and Grace Wettingle, all of St. Albert on the first team. Second team picks from Atlantic include Danielle Haas and Emily Hohenberger. Both juniors were second team picks. Alyssa Ginther, a freshman from Atlantic, was an honorable mention selection on this year's Hawkeye 10 Girls All-Conference Soccer Squad. Well, plenty of high school softball over the weekend at the Creston Classic on Saturday. It was Clark defeating Atlantic 16-4. Trainer downing Atlantic 2-0. Murray beat Clarinda 14-1. Nottoway Valley over Clarinda 19-3. Red Oak defeated Mount Air 6-4. Murray over Red Oak 10-0. Dallas Center Grimes beat Creston 7-0. Clark over Trainer 9-3. It was Sioux City East beating IKM Manning 6-2. IKM Manning over Van Buren 15-2, and Van Buren beat Nottoway Valley 10-1 Saturday. Also at the Riverside Tournament on Saturday, Sydney wins over East Mills 17-4. Sydney beat Thomas Jefferson 12-0, and Sydney over Riverside 11-6. Thomas Jefferson beat Nishnabotna 14-2. TJ over East Mills 16-4. Also Riverside, a winner over Nishnabotna 14-2, and Riverside beat East Mills 9-7. At the OABCIG tournament, it was Denison over Maple Valley 16-2, and Denison beating Carroll 11-1. Kemper Catholic over Charter Oak Ute 13-4. Newell Fonda beat Charter Oak Ute 10-5. Also in the championship game, it went 9 innings. Kemper Catholic beat East Sac County by a final of 5-4. At the Underwood Triangular Saturday, it was Underwood over Woodbine 5-2. Bowyer Valley beat Woodbine 3-2, and Bowyer Valley over Underwood by a score of 9-5. Also on Saturday in boys high school baseball, Atlantic a winner over Perry 11-5. Atlantic also down Trainer 6-5. Trainer beat Perry 7-5. It was Cam over Red Oak 2-1. Don Bosco beating St. Albert 7-2. St. Edmund beat St. Albert 10-2. And Davenport Central over Lewis Central by a final of 1-0. Also at the Carroll tournament over the weekend, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Logan Magnolia 11-0. It was Sergeant Bluff Luton over Carroll 11-5. Hampton Dumont beat Coon Rapids Bayard 17-12. Also Kemper Catholic down in Coon Rapids Bayard by a final of 9-1. At the West Central Valley tournament, South Central Calhoun beat Missouri Valley 17-6. Missouri Valley over West Central Valley 18-0. Glidden Ralston beat West Central Valley 17-2. In the championship game, it was Glidden Ralston winning with a 17-9 victory over South Central Calhoun on Saturday. Major League Baseball action yesterday saw Matt Holliday and Randall Grichuk homer as the surging St. Louis Cardinals completed a three-game sweep of the Pittsburgh Pirates with an 8-3 win on Sunday. Holliday and Yadier Molina each had three hits. Mike Leake reverted back to his mastery of Pittsburgh with seven effective innings for the Cardinals, who have now won five straight games and seven of their last eight. Leake had won seven consecutive decisions against the Pirates before losing his Cardinals debut at PNC Park on April 6th. St. Louis entered this weekend series having lost 22 of its past 31 in Pittsburgh, but they won a series at PNC Park for the first time since 2012 and earned a sweep there for the first time since 2008. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, it was the Chicago Cubs pounding Atlanta 13-2. Milwaukee beat the New York Mets 5-3. Washington downing Philadelphia 5-4. Colorado beat San Diego 2-1. Arizona beat Miami 6-0. San Francisco over the LA Dodgers by a 2-1 final. Yordano Ventura pitched 7 sharp innings for Kansas City in his first start since he brawled with Manny Machado in Baltimore, and the Royals beat the Chicago White Sox 3-1 on Sunday for their second straight win following an 8-game losing streak. Ventura struck out a season-high 10 and walked 1 in his first win since May 17th against Boston, making the most of Kansas City's run-scoring singles in the first and second. Salvador Perez added a leadoff homer down the left field line in the 9th inning. The 25-year-old Ventura had been 0-2 with a 6.17 ERA in his previous 4 starts. The right-hander was suspended for 9 games by Major League Baseball after he hit Machado in the back with a 99-mile-an-hour fastball in the 5th inning in a 9-1 loss on Tuesday, leading to a benches-clearing fight. He appealed the punishment, and he's allowed to pitch until that appeal process is complete. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat Baltimore 10-9, Tampa Bay over Houston 5-0. It was Detroit beating the New York Yankees 4-1, Minnesota in 10 innings, a 7-4 winner over Boston, Cleveland beat the LA Angels 8-3, and Texas a winner over Seattle by a final of 6-4. One interleague game yesterday saw Oakland winner over Cincinnati by a final of 6-1. Well, the Pittsburgh Penguins stand at the pinnacle of the hockey world for the 4th time in that team's history, and for the 2nd time since 2009, the Penguins captured the Stanley Cup by beating San Jose 3-1 on the road, eliminating the Sharks in 6 games. Chris Letang scored his 3rd goal of the playoffs at 7:46 of the 2nd period to give the Penguins the lead. Patrick Hornquist added an empty net goal with 1:02 left. Matt Murray made 18 saves between the pipes for the Penguins as he had to make just 2 saves in the 3rd period. Pittsburgh's Brian Dumoulin opened the scoring with a first-period power play goal, and then Logan Couture tied it in the 2nd period. The hoisting of the Stanley Cup climaxed a turnaround season for the Penguins. Mike Sullivan replaced Mike Johnson as the head coach in December following the Penguins' slow start. Penguins captain Sidney Crosby said it wasn't easy getting here after winning his 2nd Stanley Cup. Crosby also won the Conn Smythe Trophy as the MVP of this year's playoffs. The NBA says that Golden State's Draymond Green will not be able to play in Game 5 of the NBA Finals. He's been suspended for a game because the league has assessed a flagrant 1 foul upon review of an incident in the previous game. In accordance with NBA rules, Green will serve the suspension tonight when the Warriors host Cleveland. The Warriors own a 3-1 lead in that best-of-7 series heading into tonight's Game 5. Green has now accrued his 4th flagrant foul point of the 2016 postseason, and league rules call for an automatic suspension if a player accrues a 4th flagrant foul in 1 postseason. The incident occurred when Green made unnecessary contact with a retaliatory swipe of his hand in the groin area of Cleveland's LeBron James. The Cleveland forward has been assessed a technical foul for his role in that altercation. The league has also ruled that Cleveland coach Tyronn Lue has been fined $25,000 for post-game comments regarding the game officials. Well, in racing news, pole sitter Joey Logano won the Sprint Cup race at Michigan International Speedway. He's the 10th driver this season to win a Sprint Cup race. Logano moved past Chase Elliott on lap 153 and never looked back. Elliott wound up 2nd with Kyle Larson in 3rd. The win for Logano is the 15th of his career. Dale Earnhardt Jr., who finished 39th out of 40, is the only winner from 2015 who is winless so far this year. In golf, Daniel Berger finished 13 under par to win the PGA St. Jude's Classic. The 23-year-old Berger posted a 3-shot victory over Phil Mickelson, Brooks Koepka, and Steve Stricker. This is the final PGA Tour event before the U.S. Open, which gets underway this week on Thursday at Oakmont. 2-time defending champion Bernard Langer is now a 3-time defending champ of the Champions Tour Constellation Senior Players Championship. He finished 1 over par for a 1-stroke win over Joe Durant and Miguel Angel Jimenez. Langer won despite shooting a 3 over 73 in the final round. In women's golf, Brooke Henderson beat top-ranked Lydia Ko with a birdie on the first hole of a playoff to win the KPMG Women's PGA Championship after overcoming a 3-shot deficit on the back nine. The 18-year-old Canadian, ranked number 4 in the world, closed with a bogey-free 6-under-65 to match Ko at 6-under-278. Ko finished with a 67 in her final round. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says college football has changed since he first joined the Iowa staff prior to the 1981 season, and summer is a prime example. Iowa's veteran players have been back for more than a week, and the first-year players are scheduled to arrive today.
The off-season and recruiting are probably the 2 biggest areas, but we had a handful of guys, or more than a handful, back in the 80s. A lot of the guys in the 2 deep would stay here and train. But it's just a whole different thing. Yeah, now it's actually, you can mandate it if you choose to. So, it's just a whole different world.
It means the players got about 3 weeks off from the end of their semester exams.
I do like the fact that, A, we can go in and watch our guys train now. That makes perfect sense. And secondly, more importantly, or as importantly, we're feeding them now. So the guys are eating good food year-round, and that's the way it should be. But, the breaks, Thanksgiving break used to be, I think, a really good time for guys to have a chance to go home and recharge. That's not coming back. That won't change ever again in the future. So, the calendar just gets squeezed. We're really fortunate, I think, in that we've got a nice break after the bowl game where the guys have a couple 2 to 3 weeks to get back home or do some things on their own. Same thing spring break.
Ferentz says these days time off is limited to just a few weeks after the spring semester, a few weeks after a bowl game, and then spring break.
It's important the guys get a chance to get off campus, get back home, or wherever they choose to go, and those breaks are getting more and more limited by the year, it seems, so it's just really important for them to have a chance, and this one worked out beautifully. They had three-plus weeks before they had to be back here. And
Iowa opens up the season at home on September 3rd against Miami of Ohio. You can catch Hawkeye football this fall here on KJAN. That is our check of sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.